this.
Weather woes, now. Paris protests, Russia probe. I'm Martin Eckert. Severe weather taking a variety of shapes today with snow forecast for North Carolina and rainfall along the Gulf Coast. Meteorologist Derek Van Dam on what to expect.
Radar estimates call for over 8 inches of rain so far out of the system across eastern sections of Texas. In fact, Houston, Galveston have also had 24-hour rainfall records.
On the streets of Paris, a tense situation as law enforcement faced more than 1,500 yellow vest protesters upset with government policy. Correspondent Melissa Bell is there.
People that we've spoken to, the yellow vests out protesting, have told us that this is not about the fuel tax duty anymore. This is about the cost of living, and it is about Emmanuel Macron specifically, with lots of chants this morning calling for his resignation.
Special Counsel Robert Mueller says former Trump campaign chairman Paul Manafort lied about five major issues after agreeing to cooperate with prosecutors. Correspondent Caitlin Collins says the court filings also accused Paul Manafort of lying about his contacts after the president took office.
This filing actually says Paul Manafort was in contact with administration officials and lied about those contacts to prosecutors, including one, a senior administration official in February of 2018, including authorizing other administration officials to speak on his behalf.
Charlottesville City Councilor Wes Bellamy says he hopes the guilty verdict in the trial of a man who drove his car into counter-protesters at a white nationalist rally will allow the city to move forward. Bellamy said the psychological damage caused by the event cannot be undone, but he said it is hopeful that the conviction of James Alex Fields Jr. can help the city heal. Six people have died, dozens injured in a stampede at a nightclub in a town in central Italy. I'm Barton Eckert.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did it become okay for men to be lazier, softer, fatter? We need to bring the men of this country back to greatness. And it's easier than ever with Ageless Male Max, a patent-pending formula with an ingredient that helps boost your total testosterone, promoting greater increases in muscle size and twice the reduction of body fat percentage than exercise alone. Plus, an amazing 64% increase in nitric oxide, which can be handy in the gym and in the bedroom. Take your manhood to the max by trying your own 30-day bottle. When you text the word BACK to 797979, finally, a formula that boosts total testosterone to help you be the man you want to be. If your results with Ageless Male Max are too intense, please decrease use. To try your 30-day bottle, just text BACK to 797979. Text BACK to 797979.
College football's most prestigious award will be handed out to Saturday night in New York.
Three major college quarterbacks are the finalists for the Heisman Trophy Award. Ohio State's Dwayne Haskins, Alabama's Tua Tagovailoa, and Oklahoma's Kyler Murray. The latter a year after his former teammate Baker Mayfield won the award. Murray may be the favorite, but the Sooner is expected to head to Major League Baseball soon as a recent first-round draft pick of the Oakland A's. Murray and Tagovailoa will actually face each other when Alabama and Oklahoma play in the college football playoffs later this month. The Heisman Trophy has been handed out since 1935. I'm Joe Ramsey.
Desperate for a victory, the Brooklyn Nets promptly knocked off the NBA's number one team. Nets had dropped 8 in a row before D'Angelo Russell scored 6 of his team-high 29 points in overtime to lead Brooklyn to a 106-105 triumph over the visiting Toronto Raptors. I'm Martin Eckert.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Overall, the volume of traffic is light this morning, though there are a couple of things to watch out for. There's an accident now reported on the Beltway in Silver Spring, outer loop at Georgia Avenue, affecting the left lane and the left shoulder. Now, in the district, we do have an accident investigation blocking Southern Avenue in both directions between Suitland Terrace and Pennsylvania Avenue, and eastbound Pennsylvania Avenue is closed at Southern Avenue. Earlier accidents on the northbound 270 spur after Democracy has cleared, lanes are open, and there are no delays in the area. I'm Michelle Murray.
Sundays on WMAL, starting at 5 a.m., it's VA Sunday Magazine. At 5:30, it's The Chris McKay Show. At 6, it's Savvy Investor Radio. And at 6:30, Chris McKay returns. Listen for Heroes Talk Radio with David Ahrens at 7. Then at 8, it's The Eric Stewart Show pointing you home. And at 8:30, Senior Solutions. Hear The Wise Investor at 9. The Do-It-Yourself Investor Show at 10. The Underwriter's Corner at 11. Later, hear Real Estate Today at 7 p.m. The Do-It-Yourself Investor at 9. Followed by Real Estate Now at 9:30 on WMAL.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds, too. Call 800-230-2777. 800-230-2777.
Christmas is here, you guys, but that sagging jawline and double chin don't have to be a part of the celebration this year. Now you can just make them disappear. Hey, it's Larry O'Connor introducing the brand new Genucel jawline treatment with dual peptide and MDL technology. It's Chamonix's most advanced technology ever. Not only tightens the saggy jawline, but it also plumps the lipophilic layers of your skin to contour and define the jawline within minutes. Using peptides and metalactones together for the first time, it works incredibly fast, and the results get better every day. And for the next 2 weeks, the Genucel jawline treatment is yours absolutely free when you order the Genucel for under eye bags and puffiness. And for results in 12 hours, Genucel's immediate effects is also free when you call or click now. 800-525-2720 or go to Genucel.com. End this year on a high note with beautiful skin, no bags and puffiness, and a tighter, higher jawline. Call or click now. 800-525-2720, 800-525-2720, or Genucel.com. Genucel.com. That's Genucel.com.
Life is a do-it-yourself project. All the things you're proud of in life, you've done yourself. Your education, your career, your family, even a project around the house. These bring a smile across your face and make you feel warm inside. Unfortunately, for most people, this is not the feeling they get when they think of their finances or their income. My name is Chris Kumi, host of the Do-It-Yourself Investor Show and president of your local online trading academy. We provide income education for people who want to take control of their income, their retirement, and their lifestyle. If you want more financial confidence, I invite you to join us for a free class so you can figure out if learning to become a do-it-yourself investor makes sense for you and your legacy. Call 877-304-8723. That's 877-304-TRADE, or register online at freeotaclass.com. That's freeotaclass.com, or call 877-304-8723.
Now, the Saturday Morning Update. 105.9 FM. At AM 630.
It is the Saturday Morning Update. I'm Rick Fowler, Jeff Wolf behind the console. Jane Houghton is our producer this morning, as always. And, wow, the media is going absolutely bonkers over the filings released yesterday by prosecutors, the special counsel's office, and also in the Southern District of New York. And there are a range of interpretations on those filings. As an example, New York Magazine. Here's the headline in New York Magazine. The Department of Justice calls Donald Trump a felon. If you go a couple paragraphs in, they do say They have not formally charged Trump with this crime. It is a sentencing report for Cohen, not Trump. Okay. Well, they got that headline in there, though, didn't they? So that's one extreme, and then we have the other extreme. Very simple one sentence from the president on his Twitter account. His reaction to the filings by the prosecutors totally clears the president. Thank you. So, which is it? Wow. Well, we're going to find out this morning. We're going to talk with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. We're going to talk with Joe DeGeneva, of course, amazing legal mind and legal background of Joe DeGeneva. And we're going to get his assessment of the filings, his assessment of some of the headlines that have been floating around. And if you've caught any of the sound bites over on MSNBC and CNN, oh, they are all just gleeful this morning. They are giddy with this. And, you know, as a layman, I would consider myself a layman in much of this. But to try and put it in perspective, everybody's all excited because they think there could be some path to impeachment if they find that Donald Trump made an illegal campaign contribution on those payments to Stormy Daniels and to Karen McDougal. But the question is, how big of a deal is that in the big picture? I don't know. I mean, 10 years ago, he allegedly has an affair. Apparently, somebody was asking for money to keep it quiet, so paid him off. In the big picture, how big of a deal is that? Well, if you want to play by the rules and play hardball, I guess somebody can try and make a case, can try and make a case, based on testimony from Michael Cohen, who has already admitted to lying to a Senate committee. So if you're going to base your case and your credibility on Michael Cohen, question mark there, I would wonder about that. Everybody's giddy because apparently Russians made outreach to the Trump campaign early on, but it wasn't the Trump campaign making outreach to the Russians. It was the Russians making outreach to the Trump campaign. Up until about a year ago, I didn't think it was illegal to talk to Russians. I'm not sure that it's illegal today to talk to Russians, but wow, how times have changed. So I just think we need to keep it all in perspective, and we all have our own opinions of what's important and what's not important. But to me, you know, trying to keep his family intact and not have some embarrassment come out for his family, and obviously close to an election, you know, how big of a deal is that in the big picture? It all depends on how you look at it, depends on how you feel about President Trump. Now, I'd say as equally a big a deal that nobody's making a big deal of in the MSNBC world is James Comey, who was behind closed doors yesterday on Capitol Hill. Many, many questions that many, many people still have about possible bias at the FBI, the origins of the investigation from the special counsel's office. Apparently no mention of collusion in any of the filings yesterday. I thought that was why they appointed the special counsel, was collusion, but it doesn't seem to be much of an issue. I think a very important investigation should be what happened at the FBI under James Comey and Andy McCabe and some of the accusations that have been floating around. Well, James Comey was there, but not particularly cooperative. And again, he refused to answer many of the questions. Daryl Issa was interviewed on Fox. He talked to Harris Faulkner. Here's how he summed it up.
Well, he wanted a public spectacle, and he really wanted 5 minutes back and forth with members taking shots. He almost got it because he is going to have that transcript public very shortly. The one thing I can tell you today that surprised me is that under Trey Gowdy's questioning and John Ratcliffe's, it was the Justice Department, meaning the FBI attorney who's in there with him, that time and time again, I think to his pleasure, told him not to answer question after question fundamental to the investigations that brought him there. And so there's no question in my mind, we're going to be over at the FBI, we're going to be over at the Department of Justice, working out the details for a great many things that they came prepared not to answer.
So Harris went on to ask him sort of like, what didn't he talk about?
Well, I have to be a little careful. Let's just say in broad brush strokes, mm-hmm. everything related to Hillary's investigation, everything related to how they got onto it and what their process was, everything related to the FISA warrants and the fake dossier, broadly, those are the areas in which time and time and time again, he's not answering. And I have to be careful because the transcript's not out,
I
want to respect the process. But I think the one thing that's remarkable is, even though I can't tell you what he did say, mm-hmm. I can tell you this large swath of very important information he's not saying.
So what is a bigger deal to you? Is it what's going on at the FBI that we can't seem to get even the former director to answer any questions about behind closed doors in a Senate hearing, or a congressional hearing, I should say? What's more important? Or Donald Trump trying to keep two women quiet that he allegedly had affairs with 10 years ago? I don't know. What's more important? Or trying to do a hotel deal in Russia? I don't know. We all have our own opinions. It's 6:16. It is the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL, and we have got an action-packed program for you this morning. We'll give you the rundown in just a minute, because we've got everybody from Gordon Chang to Joe DeGeneva to Cheryl Atkinson. We got the whole team in this morning, so stay with us. Time for a check of the traffic and weather this morning.
A couple of accidents to watch out for now. We do have a wreck on 66 westbound east of Nutley Street, blocking the left lane, center lane, and the right lane. Right shoulder is squeezing by, but do try to avoid this area if possible or allow extra time. We also have an accident on the outer loop of the Beltway in Silver Spring before Georgia Avenue, and that is blocking the left lane. And also, we do have a water main break affecting both directions of Route 7 at Carlin Springs Road. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
And it is a cold one out there this morning. If you are headed out, 24 degrees in D.C. and quite frosty morning, as they say. So what does that mean for us in the day and weekend? Well, 38 for the high this afternoon, partly cloudy today. Cloudy tomorrow with a high of 37. Sunshine on Monday will be up to 41, and sunny again on Tuesday with a high of 42. 24 right now in Washington, going up to 38. 6:17 on the Saturday Morning Update.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
And as I mentioned, we have quite a lineup this morning, and we will be talking with Gordon Chang. Of course, he is an expert on all things Asia, and you've heard a lot about Huawei in the news this week and the arrest of one of their top executives, and China up in arms about it. Trade talks, of course, the president back and forth with the president of China, Xi Jinping, about the trade tariffs, and China very upset about the arrest in Canada of that Huawei executive. So we'll get into that with Gordon Chang this morning and kind of get a sense of what's next in the back and forth between the United States and China. As I mentioned, Joe DeGeneva will give us his assessment of the filings by the prosecutors in the special counsel office and the Southern District of New York and the Michael Cohen and Paul Manafort cases. John Gizzi joins us a bit later on. You may have heard that there is a nominee now for the open position of Attorney General, William Barr, former member of the George H.W. Bush cabinet as Attorney General under President Bush, nominated by President Trump. Heather Nauert has been nominated as the UN ambassador. That's creating an uproar. We're going to talk to John about that. For months and months and months, CNN has been reporting that the chief of staff, John Kelly, is about to resign. Well, there may be something to it this time, at least according to John Gizzi. We'll find out about that a bit later on this morning. And there is still a congressional race that is up in the air. It is in the 9th District in North Carolina. We'll get you the very latest on the allegations down there about voter fraud. Jennifer Harper will join us this morning, and among the things we'll talk about with Jennifer, warnings that you got to be nice to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez. Got to be nice. What does that mean? What is that about? Why? No, we'll find out. We'll talk to Jennifer in a little bit. The questionable side of Twitter. Jesse Ventura, possible 2020 candidate, and something new on the polls for Donald Trump. That's part of what we'll talk about with Jennifer Harper this morning. Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer will join us a bit later on in the program, and we'll get his assessment on James Comey, how he handled his testimony or partial testimony or whatever he just wanted to talk about yesterday. And also, a lot of talk about Russia, a lot of talk about how we're handling Russia, the behavior of Russia. Tony's written an editorial. It's appeared in the Cincinnati Inquirer, and we're going to get a read on the relationship between the U.S. and Russia, much being made of it, of course, in the Mueller probe. The president said yesterday that he will announce the new chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff today, as the Army-Navy football game takes place this afternoon. So there is a name that has been mentioned, and we will talk to Tony Schaefer about that nominee. And also we'll get read from Tony on China and the kind of the military component to this back and forth with China. Also, we'll be talking with Cheryl Atkinson this morning. And, you know, there's a lot of talk about surveillance and the FBI surveillance. And as you probably know by now, if you've listened much on WMAL, you know that Cheryl was a victim of surveillance back during the Obama administration. Her case continues. And we'll talk to Cheryl about kind of her feelings on James Comey and the case that she has currently in progress, and a very troubling story that she has about medical surveys and studies that we hear the results of. And what I always find interesting is this month they tell you it's okay to drink a lot of wine, and then the next month you're not supposed to. Which is it? Which is it? Well, we'll find out why there is such a variation in those recommendations when we talk to Cheryl Atkinson later on this morning. So plenty to talk about here on the Saturday Morning Updates. Stay with us.
What would it take for you to get a tattoo you didn't want? $1 million? How about 1 million socks? I'm Randy from Bombas. When me and my business partner Dave...
How's it going?
...quit our jobs to start a sock company...
Bombas.
...we wanted to make the best socks in the history of feet. No more annoying seam, no more falling down your leg, added arch support...
You get the idea.
And what's better than creating the best socks in the history of feet?
Sharing them.
This is what we do. One pair purchased equals one pair donated to those in need. Our dream was always to donate 1 million pairs. We thought it would take 10 years. That's why Dave said,
when we donate 1 million pairs of socks, I'll get a tattoo to celebrate.
But then something happened. People loved our socks. And instead of 10 years, it only took 2.5. 1 million pairs.
And one Bombas tattoo on my arm.
Feel the most comfortable socks in the history of feet by going to bombas.com/WMAL and get 20% off your first order. That's bombas.com/WMAL.
Hey friends, it's Eric Stewart from the Eric Stewart Shows here on WMAL for the past 15 years. And recently, I've heard a lot of ads from other realtors guaranteeing to sell your home, or they'll buy it at a price acceptable to you, or make up the difference, or something like that. The big question I have is, why would you hire somebody who would just sell your home for what's acceptable? Don't you want exceptional? That's what we do at Long & Foster. You can find us at ericstewartgroup.com, and every Sunday morning you'll find me here at 8 a.m. on WMAL.
Would you like to know how to save $528 a month? That's how much the average client saved with a smart refinance from Network Capital, the name you can trust for some of the most competitive mortgage rates on the market. Tune in this Saturday at 1 or Sunday at 10 a.m. to find out more. Get holiday cash, a last chance tax deduction, and pay no payments until next year. With Network Capital, you'll pay no lender fees and can close in as little as 12 business days. Learn more this Saturday at 1 or Sunday at 10 on the Mortgage Radio Show from Network Capital.
The SGK Gun Show returns to the Fredericksburg Expo and Conference Center, December 8th and 9th. Guns, knives, ammo, and more. That's the SGK Gun Show at the Fredericksburg Expo and Conference Center, December 8th and 9th. Details and coupons at sgkva.com.
6:25 Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. And, you know, the messaging here, you're trying to parse through really what is going on with Cohen and the Trump-Russia probe and the Justice Department filings yesterday. And it's interesting. There's an AP story here, and I will just read it and talk a little bit about it. It says, headline, prosecutors, illegal hush money paid at Trump's direction. The Justice Department says Donald Trump directed illegal payments to buy the silence of women whose claims of extramarital affairs threatened his presidential campaign. The allegations made in court papers Friday is the first time the government has connected Trump to what it says are criminal campaign finance violations. So, then it goes on to say that federal prosecutors say former Trump lawyer Michael Cohen arranged the payments, quote, in coordination with and at the direction of Trump. Cohen pleaded guilty in August. He has said the payments to buy the silence of porn actress Stormy Daniels and ex-Playboy model Karen McDougal were made to influence the election. Cohen said that. The filing stopped short of accusing Trump of committing a crime. Whether a president can be prosecuted while in office remains a matter of legal dispute. But what I found interesting in that story, Cohen is the one that said the payments to buy the silence were made to influence the election. Now, we know that Michael Cohen is in serious trouble for tax issues and some dealings on taxi medallions. That's where he's in real hot water. So Michael Cohen is looking for any way out possible. And you may have seen or heard some of his statements earlier on. And if you were to read it quite carefully, you would wonder whether he wrote it or whether it was written for him by a prosecutor. Goes back a couple of months to when he was in court previously. So the question is, they're basing all of this, or much of this apparently, basing it on the testimony of Michael Cohen, who has admitted to lying to the Senate, and Michael Cohen, who I would assume would say anything or do anything to avoid significant jail time. So we'll see how this all plays out. Of course, the president feels that he's in the clear, and there are big questions swirling around among all the legal pundits as to whether a payment to silence a former lover from 10 years ago, whether indeed it is a campaign finance violation or whether a person has the right to make that kind of a payment. That will be the question that plays out. But I'll tell you, the headlines and the media really running with this morning very, very gleefully over there at MSNBC and CNN.
Do you or someone you know have confusion or memory loss that's become worse over time? These could be symptoms of early stages of Alzheimer's disease. Recognition Health is researching an investigational drug to see how safe it is and if it can slow the symptoms of Alzheimer's in people ages 60 to 85. Eligible participants will receive study-related care at no cost. To learn more about the Trailblazer ALZ study, call Recognition Health at 703-520-9703. That's Recognition Health at 703-520-9703.
How should you pick a wealth management firm? Some choose a firm based only on price. You should choose based on value. At the Wise Investor Group, we believe price is what you pay, value is what you receive. We'll show you where you stand now and how to keep you and your family on the right path. Give us a call. We think we can help.
Call 866-758-9473 or log on to theWiseInvestorGroup.com and resolve to become a better informed, wise investor.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor, and I'm here in studio with Pat DeSarno. Pat came into the station to tell me about the wonderful experience he had with my friends Debbie and Sarah Reynolds with Keller Williams. Pat, what made you reach out to Debbie and Sarah originally?
All the marketing they do, the different processes that they have to get it home sold, having the buyers up front. Debbie has the buyers was a big thing that stuck with me.
Did all the hype end up being true about the buyers? When did your home end up selling?
It never hit the market. With the Reynolds team, before our home ever hit the market, it was sold.
What did Debbie and Sarah negotiate the buyer to offer for your home?
Full price plus $10,000 offer.
Bam! Debbie and Sarah are the real estate superstars for the D.C. Metro. Pat, would you recommend Debbie and Sarah?
I would recommend them to my friends and family wholeheartedly without any reservation whatsoever. They absolutely positively came through and did exactly what they said they were going to do.
If you need to sell your home, call Debbie and Sarah. They'll get you top dollar, and Debbie truly has the buyers. Call them today at 844-344-SOLD. That's 844-344-SOLD, or visit DebbieHasTheBuyers.com. That's DebbieHasTheBuyers.com.
It's 6:30 on WMAL, and here are some of the other things happening around the globe this morning. Civil rights activists in the city of Charlottesville are hoping that the first-degree murder conviction of the man who drove into the counter-protesters at the white nationalist rally will help heal their scarred community in Charlottesville. A state jury delivering a guilty verdict for James Alex Fields Jr. late yesterday. They rejected his claims that he acted in self-defense during the Unite the Right rally in Charlottesville in August 2017. That crash, of course, killed 32-year-old Heather Heyer. Six people have died. Dozens have been injured in a stampede at a nightclub in a coastal town of central Italy, the town of Coronado. Fire officials say that the concertgoers panicked and ran for the exits after someone sprayed a noxious substance in that nightclub. In France this weekend, they are bracing for more protests. Paris police firing tear gas on a group of yellow-vested protesters trying to march on the French presidential palace. They're pushing them back with shields. Those crowds of protesters first tried to march down the Champs-Élysées toward the Élysée Palace, but were prevented by rows of police. So a group of a few hundred took side streets and tried to get past a police barricade, and that's when police fired back with tear gas. Authorities have detained 343 people already today, 89,000 police and military on standby throughout France this weekend. It's 6:32. This is the Saturday morning update on WMAL. We're looking for partly cloudy skies today with a high of 38. For tomorrow, cloudy with a high of 37. Sunshine on Monday with a high of 41. And sunshine Tuesday, high to 42. Outside in Washington right now, 24 degrees. Michelle Murray has a check of the WMAL traffic.
We have a serious accident right now on 66 westbound in Vienna, east of Nutley Street, and it's affecting the left side of the roadway. The right side is getting by, but multiple lanes are closed through the accident scene, so do be aware of that and allow extra time. The earlier accident on the outer loop at Georgia Avenue has cleared, but we still have accident investigation work in the district, closing down both directions of Southern Avenue between Suitland Terrace Southeast and Pennsylvania Avenue.
Chris Plant here with A-Action Home Services. Straightforward and upfront pricing. You'll know the exact cost before the work begins on plumbing, electrical, and heating repair. This month only, mention WMAL and get $100 off any repair or installation. AActionHomeServices.com.
Have I saved enough? Am I on track? We're all wondering where we stand. Get some insight from Abe Abish on Retirement Key Radio, Saturday afternoon at 2 on WMAL.
Dr. Kusher here for Compass Fat Loss. If you'd like to burn fat, lose weight, get and stay healthy, you'll never get a better opportunity than right now. Our pre-Thanksgiving discount was a resounding success. If you did not respond in time, it's not too late. Join by Christmas Day and you'll still receive $200 off the program price just for starting before the new year. Make 2019 your best year ever by starting early. Call or go online now for your free consultation, as these last spots will go fast. 800-735-2281 or compassfatloss.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did it become okay for men to be lazier, softer, fatter? We need to bring the men of this country back to greatness. And it's easier than ever with Ageless Male Max.
a patent-pending formula with an ingredient that helps boost your total testosterone, promoting greater increases in muscle size and twice the reduction of body fat percentage than exercise alone. Plus, an amazing 64% increase in nitric oxide, which can be handy in the gym and in the bedroom. Take your manhood to the max by trying your own 30-day bottle. When you text the word BACK to 797979, finally, a formula that boosts total testosterone to help you be the man you want to be. If your results with Ageless Male Max are too intense, please decrease use. To try your 30-day bottle, just text BACK to 797979. Text BACK to 797979.
This is the Saturday Morning Update on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
You are listening to the Saturday Morning Update. I'm Rick Fowler. Jennifer Harper joins us each week. Of course, she writes Inside the Beltway for the Washington Times. Good morning.
Good morning.
All right, so we're all talking politics all the time, and everybody's talking about 2020 and who the Democratic candidates are going to be. But we could have at least one possible independent, maybe a second?
Yeah, how about that? It's always interesting to watch the Democrats and their roster of hopefuls, because some counts now say that there are 40, count them, 40 Democrats interested in running for the White House, so that will surely be a very crowded stage when they go to debate. But all of that aside, I do like to follow some of the interesting people who declare their intentions to run, and this week the interesting person was none other than Jesse Ventura. He is now mulling a run, too, and he's considering running as a candidate on behalf of the Green Party. And because he is a celebrity, he was interviewed by TMZ, the always interesting celebrity gossip news group, and he, Mr. Ventura, said, "I'm always interested in running for president. The Greenies have shown interest, the Green Party." So his plan is to go down to Mexico, where he lives part-time off the grid, to make his ultimate decision. But this is what he had to politics. He said, "I'll go down there and I'll clear my head about whether to do it or not. There are a lot of factors involved. See, I don't want to run and elect Trump." Now, you know, everybody says, "Yeah, well, you don't like Trump, blah, blah, blah." But this has not been the case at all. They were friends over the years, and there is a direct link to the president. And you have to go back all the way two decades ago to 1998, and that is when Mr. Ventura won his spot for the Minnesota governor. Well, guess who he inspired back in the day? It was none other than Donald Trump. And Neil Cavuto over on Fox News, he says the irony is that in his run for Minnesota governor, which came out of the blue, it stunned Donald Trump so much that legend has it that that was the incident that inspired him to say, "You know what? I think I can run for office." So ironically, Jesse inspired Trump. Now he wants, there you go, with one dynamic. And let's go over to Michael Bloomberg. Now, Michael Bloomberg is going to run as a Democrat. We know that. But part two on that, and let's remember that Michael Bloomberg has $50 billion. That is how much he is worth going into this, according to Forbes. But he has also hinted that if he runs for president, he may jettison his entire news empire, meaning Bloomberg News, which is huge. And here's something that he revealed to Radio Iowa. Reporters at Bloomberg News are on edge after their boss announced that if he chooses to run for president in 2020, a decision he will have to finalize relatively soon, it could mean the end of the news outlet's political coverage. Now, think about that. This report is coming from BuzzFeed, who heard that interview on Radio Iowa. He said the interview quickly caused paranoia within Bloomberg's news division. According to sources familiar with the matter, the politics team in particular has been rankled by what Bloomberg said about how in-house political reporters should handle his potential campaign, which is not at all. So two crazy dynamics going on there. Always interesting. Could be number 41 and 42 up there on the stage.
So we got Jesse Ventura, Michael Bloomberg. There's another politician that seems to be getting a lot of media attention for somebody that hasn't even gotten into office yet. And, of course, that is Miss Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez in New York. She's got a lot of attention.
Well, yes, indeed. And there's also been talk, and she's talked about it herself a little bit, that she might be a candidate for president. But, of course, that can't really happen because she's 28 and not eligible to run for president yet. But that doesn't stop people from talking about her. But this is some advice to Republicans, which is very interesting. It's coming from talk radio host Jesse Kelly. He's also a contributor to The Federalist. And he is warning Republicans not to get too critical of Ms. Ocasio-Cortez. This is what he has to say. It is critical for folks on the right to avoid the mistakes made by the left. We must learn from how they treated and treat President Trump and not make the same mistakes. Do not underestimate this woman and do not think that your savage mockery of her stupidity will be an effective tool to stop her. It won't. It will instead be personalized by her supporters, creating an army that will lay down and die for her, or at least vote for her, just like the army that Trump has. You should be afraid of Ocasio-Cortez. Be much more afraid than you are. This is, again, Jesse Kelly. He says, one thing about elections in America has never changed. You cannot win them without non-political people. It is the undecided masses who decide elections. And he said that Ms. Ocasio-Cortez's naivete about government makes her more appealing and not less. And he adds an interesting reality check here. Ocasio-Cortez is a socialist, Mr. Kelly says. Socialism is just communism dressed up in high heels and lipstick. It is a tremendous evil and a scourge upon the face of the planet. It has killed far more people than Nazism, racism, or any other ism combined, and America is not as far from it as you might think. He's kind of saying, be careful. Don't elect her to be president.
Wow.
Yes.
Let's talk about our elected president, Donald Trump. Of course, you keep an eye on the poll numbers. What's the latest?
Yeah, well, there's always an avalanche of polls every week for Mr. Trump, and most of the publicity that he gets on these things are about the negative sides of them. But with all the bad news with the stock market this week, out comes another report. This is coming from Wells Fargo and Gallup, and this is just another one of these Trump bump things that happened. This is what they have to say. American small business owners are more optimistic about business conditions now than at any point during the last 15 years. Again, this is Wells Fargo and Gallup saying this, and they are gauging the sentiments of the retailers down there on Main Street. As we head into the end of 2018, small businesses are continuing to indicate that they are thriving and hopeful for the future. With owner optimism hitting its highest level in 15 years, and we are excited to see what this will mean for the continued capital investment and growth. Again, this is Wells Fargo. And indeed, 84% of small business owners now expect their company's financial situation to be good in the next year. 80% rate their current financial situation is good. 74% say their company's cash flow is good. 55% report increases in their revenue over the past year. And a third say they are more optimistic about the business's future going into 2019 than they were into 2018. So that's a little poll number one for you. And we've got another one here. And this is regarding something a little more serious than that. And, you know, we have to remember that the Mueller investigation is going to be entering its 19th month very shortly. And this is a new Rasmussen Reports poll. They say hope breeds eternal in the hearts of Democrats, but other voters see little chance of special counsel Robert Mueller's investigation trapping President Trump. The poll found that 50% of all likely U.S. voters believe that the charges against Mr. Trump are unlikely, including 26% who say the charges are not at all likely. But that's a poll you probably won't hear about. And here's another one you probably won't hear about. This is a Political Morning Consult poll of registered voters, which revealed that 56% of them say that a border wall along the U.S.-Mexico border should be a priority for Congress. Now, how about that? 77% of Republicans agree with that, along with 55% of independents, and even 35% of Democrats agree with that also. And last but not least, there's a new American Barometer survey from The Hill, which found that 48% of American voters now approve of Mr. Trump. So that's your Trump polling extravaganza for a Saturday morning.
And while you're looking at surveys, there's one more that has to do with Twitter, and this is a different side of Twitter.
Yes, indeed. Well, it's actually more of a scientific study, and Twitter is, Americans at this point have a love-hate with, relationship with Twitter. I think a lot of people feel that way, but this is a epic study that was conducted by McMaster University up in Canada, and by epic, I mean they collected over 44 million tweets, little messages on Twitter, 44 million of them, and they analyzed the content of them. And what they were looking for were indicators about language patterns and also characteristics of a nation. And what they found about people who are from America who tweet, the most used word in their tweets was the S-bomb. Yes, the swear word that begins with S that I can't say in the air and don't want to say in the air. But anyway, the study said American lexical choices show a clear relative preference for taboo words, including swear words, expletives, and racial slurs. And they also analyzed the Canadians, and in contrast, the most used word in Canadian tweets was great. So there's your report card, American Twitter users versus Canadian. Not very promising.
Jennifer Harper, inside the Beltway at the Washington Times. Jennifer, as always, thank you very much. And it's time for a quick check of the traffic and weather, and then we will talk with Joe DeGeneva, and we will get his assessment of the filings yesterday by the special prosecutor and the Southern District of New York prosecutors. First off, Michelle Murray is in the WMAL Traffic Center.
We have a serious accident right now on 66 westbound in Vienna, east of Nutley Street, and it's affecting the left side of the roadway. The right side is getting by, but multiple lanes are closed through the accident scene, so do be aware of that and allow extra time. The earlier accident on the outer loop at Georgia Avenue has cleared, but we still have accident investigation work in the district, closing down both directions of Southern Avenue between Suitland Terrace Southeast and Pennsylvania Avenue. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
And we're looking at partly cloudy weather this afternoon with a high of 38. Overnight lows down to 27 tonight. Be cloudy tomorrow with a high of 37. And then on Monday, look for sunshine, high to 41. On Tuesday, sunshine with a high of 42. Right now in Washington, it's 24 degrees, and we're going up to 38 this afternoon, 647 on the Saturday Morning Update.
Put your weight loss struggle behind you once and for all with the FDA-approved weight loss option offered by the Endoscopic Weight Loss Center of America. A simple 15-minute non-surgical procedure helps you feel full, allowing you to lose up to 3 times more weight than with diet and exercise alone. Schedule your consultation before December 20th and receive a $300 discount. Call the Endoscopic Weight Loss Center of America at 703-389-3364 or online at ewlca.com.
Herpes L works when you have a cold sore and works when you don't.
If you haven't tried this for cold sores, you're missing out.
Herpes L penetrates deep to treat cold sores.
It really works. I apply it as soon as I have one.
Herpes L also protects against certain triggers caused by the sun and cold with added SPF 30 protection.
I use it in the winter and in the summer to help protect against flare-ups from sun damage.
Herpes L works when you have a cold sore, works when you don't. Use as directed.
At MGM National Harbor, we're making free money a reality with cold hard cash. From December 1st to March 1st, win up to $10,000 in cash every Friday and entries to win the top prize of $100,000 in cold hard cash. Just swipe your MLife Rewards card and you're in. Every day is monumental at MGM National Harbor when you have another chance to win.
Person must be 21 and cannot be on the Maryland exclusion list. Please play responsibly. For help, visit mdgamblinghelp.com or call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Ever open a kitchen cabinet and your pans fall out on the floor? Or reach for spices in the back and everything falls out? And if you're nervous about entertaining for the holidays because your countertops are in such sad shape, we can help. Whether your kitchen needs a little spruce up or a major remodel, experienced designers at Cabinet Discounters can help. Check out our website, CabinetDiscounters.com, and see photos of gorgeous projects, both big and small, including kitchens, baths, wet bars, entertainment centers, and more. Then visit one of Cabinet Discounters' 7 showrooms in Maryland and Virginia for a free consultation with an experienced designer who will get you started. Find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at CabinetDiscounters.com.
Check out this month's special offers and find showroom locations, hours, and phone numbers at CabinetDiscounters.com. That's CabinetDiscounters.com.
Cabinet Discounters. Great quality, great price.
Join Silver Eagle Group, Northern Virginia's premier indoor shooting sports establishment, in celebrating the grand opening of their new location in Ashburn on Saturday, December 15th. Doors open at 9 a.m. Enjoy food, live music, and prices, as well as exclusive savings on retail training and range memberships. Don't miss this grand opening event on Saturday, December 15th. For more information, visit SilverEagleGroup.com. That's SilverEagleGroup.com.
Saturday morning update on WMAL, and obviously we saw the news yesterday, the filings by the special counsel, and we're joined by Joe DeGeneva, and he is the founding partner at DeGeneva and Tunsing, and he was a former U.S. attorney for the District of Columbia. And I also want to mention that Joe, former chief counsel and staff director of the Senate Rules Committee and counsel to the Senate Judiciary, Government Affairs, and Select Intelligence Committees. And I say that because if there's anybody that knows this stuff, it is Joe DeGeneva. And thanks so much for being with us.
My pleasure.
All right. So the Washington Post headline, Friday night. New Mueller filing says Trump's ex-lawyer Michael Cohen was in touch with a Russian seeking political synergy with campaign. First paragraph. Federal prosecutors filed new court papers Friday directly implicating President Trump in plans to buy women's silence as far back as 2014 and offering new evidence of Russian efforts to forge a political alliance with Trump before he became president. Disclosures that show the deepening political and legal morass enveloping the administration. That's the Post's assessment. What is Joe DeGeneva's assessment?
Well, I think that paragraph demonstrates the level to which the Washington Post has fallen as a news organization. That is rank speculation on their part. The guessing at the end of that paragraph is truly childish. First of all, there has been no proof and no allegation in any of the pleadings filed Friday of any collusion by Trump or anyone in his campaign with the Russians. Mr. Cohen's discussions with the Russians were all perfectly legal, and indeed he's not accused of violating any laws as a result of talking to the Russian. He's accused of certain non-existent campaign violations, and of course in the Southern District, huge violations of tax laws, personally for him and nobody else, involving real estate transactions and hiding income. The one thing that the Post will never be able to get over is that because they hate Trump so much, they've lost all sense of proportion, and certainly their journalistic integrity is gone forever. I mean, it has become, under Jeff Bezos, it has become a rag, a true rag. What happened Friday was just ridiculous. All of these pleadings deal with things that do not involve the president and do not involve corruption of any kind, and certainly do not involve collusion. It was not illegal for any people in either the campaign or the transition team to be talking to Russians about anything, whether they were Russian ambassadors, Russian officials, Russian businessmen. And indeed, nothing by Mueller or the Southern District of New York has charged anybody with any crimes involving Russian people. The simple fact is that when the famous James Comey news conference occurred in July of 2016 where he exonerated Hillary Clinton. That was part of a plan, and it was rather brazen. The plan was to illegally exonerate Hillary Clinton, and if she lost and didn't get elected president, to figure out a way to frame Donald Trump. And they've worked at it very, very hard since then. Unfortunately, she lost, and their plot began to unravel when certain law-abiding individuals in the intelligence community shared their thoughts with the FISA court, and it all began to become public at that point. What you're seeing now is the tail end of this ruinous effort to destroy a president. And it's rather tawdry. I'm embarrassed by Bob Mueller's performance. I think what he's done is he has done his best to protect the people in the Justice Department, the CIA, the FBI, who were part of this brazen plot at the end of the Obama administration. Bob was asked to do this by Rod Rosenstein. He has performed beautifully. And his effort now is to try and dirty up the president before he leaves his post as special counsel for either a crazy activity in the House by the Democrats or for just a report to the Attorney General. By the way, there's been a lot of discussion of that Mueller is issuing a report to Congress. Mueller does not have the authority to issue a report to Congress. He can send a memorandum to the Attorney General, who will be Bill Barr by the time he's finished, about what he did. And since that report, if it's thorough, will contain grand jury information, the Attorney General is not at liberty to reveal it to Congress or anybody else. That will require some machinations. So that's where we are. I think what happened Friday, fascinating from a public relations standpoint for the special counsel, certainly sad for Michael Cohen, Paul Manafort, no surprise that they don't think much of him. But the cooperation that they did get probably relates to Tony Podesta and Gregory Craig and their failure to register as foreign agents for their work for the Ukraine that Manafort was involved in. So I think, if anything, the people who got hurt most Friday were Podesta and Gregory Craig.
Much has been made about the suggested sentence for Michael Cohen of 4 years, and some are saying in the media Manafort could spend the rest of his life in jail. How much of those sentences and the accusations, how much of it relates to their own personal business dealings? In other words, the taxi commission for Cohen or the lobbying of Manafort, how much of it is related to dealings there versus their dealings with the campaign or the president?
100% of their criminal exposure relates to their personal or business behavior. Nothing that Cohen did involving anything involving the campaign or the president, including these phony campaign violations that were made up out of whole cloth. And with Manafort, it's all stuff about taxes and things that happened years before and failure to file under the Foreign Agents Registration Act. So 100% of the sentences that are being served by Cohen and Manafort, if they are served, which I assume they will be, relate to personal or business activities having nothing to do with any campaign-related illegal activity.
And as I watched this, it seemed as though Michael Cohen was being programmed by prosecutors with the hope of getting leniency from them. Did you sense this sort of, he'll say anything they want him to?
Yeah, I think that's right on the money, Rick. I don't think there's any doubt that Michael Cohen was seeking refuge. The prosecutors knew that. They tried in New York to get him to be more, quote-unquote, cooperative. They were not pleased with the things that he said and did. He was somewhat helpful to Bob Mueller on what I can't really figure out, again, unless it relates to Podesta and Gregory Craig and the failure to register as foreign agents, but certainly nothing involving the president. And there's nothing in any of the pleadings that indicates that anything either one of them did, Manafort or Michael Cohen, had anything to do with any exposure by the president. And indeed, the president didn't do anything, and there's no evidence that he did. So that this continuing pummeling of him, for example, by the ridiculous opening paragraph in the Post story last night, shows just how hungry the press is for anything, no matter how pathetically unrelated it is to the truth.
Joe DeGeneva with us this morning. Joe, great to get your perspectives. Thanks very much for joining us.
My pleasure, Rick. Take care.
6:58 now on the Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. Coming up in the 7 o'clock hour, we will talk to John Gizzi. We'll get the latest on the Attorney General nomination. Also, we will be talking to Gordon Chang about the latest on our relations with China. Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer joins us and Cheryl Atkinson.
The problem for most people today is you're wealthy, but you don't feel wealthy. You have assets, but the strategies you're using aren't designed to generate the income you need to live the life you want. You need to learn more productive income strategies for your assets. My name is Chris Kumi, host of the Do-It-Yourself Investor Show and president of your local online trading academy. We provide income education for people who want to take control of their income, their retirement, and their lifestyle. If you want more financial confidence, I invite you to join us for a free class so you can figure out if learning to become a do-it-yourself investor makes sense for you and your legacy. Call 877-304-8723. That's 877-304-TRADE or register online at freeotaclass.com. That's freeotaclass.com or call 877-304-8723. 877-304-TRADE.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
Hear every Redskins game on 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL, a Cumulus station.